KACYS Mobile. KFA DNS monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet.
Good afternoon, how are you today, caller?
Hey, boy, again. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Standing by.
Hey, good afternoon. This is KFA DNS in Sikorsky.
Oh, well, hello there. Welcome, Petoskey. How's it going over there today? Weather a little warmer for you? Or a little cooler, I mean?
a little smokier down here today, though, than it's been all week, which is a little unfortunate.
Oh, no. Is that still the fires in Canada?
Made things pretty hazy down here the last couple of weeks, and today it's actually kind of stinky.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard anything about it. I didn't know that was still going on. Man, oh, man, they must be losing half of their country.
Yeah, I don't know how much forest they have left to burn, but apparently it's becoming an annual thing.
Wow, that's too bad. So, anything good going on? Good going on? Anybody catching some nice fish?
Yeah, not much of a fisherman myself, so I don't have any lowdown on that. A little early for the salmon run here yet.
Yeah, if I remember right, and that might be a wonder. The old brain don't work as good as it used to, but it seemed like you guys had a nice small little stream that went a little ways out of the bay there. Kind of indoor town there that we used to go fish every once in a while.
Flows into the south end of Little Traverse Bay. And, yeah, if you want some entertainment down there during the steelhead run or the salmon run, you can go down there and watch the afternoon fights.
Yeah, I used to call that combat fishing.
Yeah, some guys get pretty excited about that stuff. I don't understand it. I've fished trout in streams in kind of busy areas, and guys get all excited there too, and a little bit out of hand sometimes. It's like, guys, come on, it's fishing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I usually go to relax, not get into combat. And so usually if I pull up to somewhere and it's pretty busy like that. I usually just leave the poles in the car and just sit and watch. And you're right, it is kind of entertaining sometimes.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like I said, I haven't done much fishing in recent years. I used to fish a lot of streams around here years ago. And again, you know, my idea of that was to relax and be on a beautiful stretch of river by myself with no other people around and maybe catch a fish or two.
Yeah, I used to like going to the Akyak over there. Empties into Hammond Bay. And during the fall, it seemed like everybody was out deer hunting, and I'd have pretty much the mouth of the river there in the first half a mile or so all to myself. It was a lot of fun.
Did you say you're from Sheboygan? Is that where I'm speaking to you?
Yeah, I'm on the Sheboygan repeater, but I'm down here near Pontiac.
So you must be getting into it with All-Star or something along those lines?
Yes, exactly. The Sheboygan repeater has an All-Star node on it.
Into that too, and setting something up, but I haven't made any progress on it. I just got my ham license last month, so one thing at a time here.
Oh, well, welcome to Amateur Radio. Good to have you there, and you get the opportunity. I wish somebody would have told me about All-Star when I got my license a couple years back, and because I wasted a couple years. But definitely look into it there. It's a whole new opportunity. You can talk all over the world, and you don't need a whole yard full of antennas.
Yeah, did you build your own Raspberry Pi with the radio module on it, or did you find something that was pre-made that you picked up?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to build one, but I figured since I didn't really know what I was doing, I didn't want to have to go through all the hassles with All-Star, let alone building the Pi. So I bought a ClearNode. From what I understand, it was recommended. It's sort of the Cadillac of All-Star nodes. It does DMR and NXDN, P25, a lot of the digital modes.
I'll keep an eye out for it. Kind of along the same lines as you. I don't have a lot of experience and patience necessarily for soldering fine little pieces together, so that might be something I decide to do.
Well, not only that, some friends that have taken that other route with putting a Pi together with a radio hat and all that, every time they want to change nodes, go somewhere else to connect, they got to plug in a keyboard and a monitor kind of thing, and you know, just to change from one place to another, where at least the ClearNode, it's got an app for the phone, and everybody, like me anyway, I always got my phone with me kind of thing, and I can connect and disconnect to, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 nodes in a minute kind of thing. It's really real quick, real easy. It's kind of expensive, but I learned a long time ago, just cry once and get something good.
With that a little bit, but I don't have many folks that I know that are outside of my immediate area that would be able to already connect with me on analog, so I haven't really pursued connecting up to another D-Star enabled repeater, but looking into the technology, it's pretty cool and very effective.
Yeah, I imagine you're limited on the repeaters in the area that have any of the other modes kind of thing. Probably Traverse City's probably the closest one there. I think they've got quite a few there. But down here we must have 20, 30 repeaters. Only a few of them with All-Star, some with D-Star, some with Wires X and C4 FM kind of thing. But we sure have a lot of tools to play with.
And trying to figure out how to play with each one of them is a little bit of a challenge sometimes, but it sure is fun.
Yes, sir, and I was always pretty good at teaching myself how to do new things kind of thing, but I had an old saying, when you try to teach yourself, you got an idiot for a teacher. And it's getting, the older I get now, it's the harder it is. It seems like ear to ear is all bone in there now. There ain't a whole lot of brain left. So each time I try to change modes, learn a new mode, DMR was a nightmare for me.
Well, I got a couple of buddies that are kind of in the same boat as me, where we're all learning together, so we bounce stuff off of each other, and that seems to be working pretty well. One of us will figure out one thing, and somebody else will figure out another, and, we've got another friend of ours that is an IT guy, so I'm hoping to tap his expertise on some of this technical stuff.
Yep, that's the way to do it. And then if you do get into get some digital going, there's usually a lot of tech nets, like the East Coast Reflector. They have I think it's a couple nights a week, they have a tech net kind of thing, and there's kind of nets all over where you can listen and learn or ask questions and learn. It's quite nice.
Oh, that's good to know. Thanks for the tip.
Yeah, sometimes some of those are hard to find, but usually if you just hop on Google there and just look for nets or tech nets kind of thing in your area, and it usually puts up a whole a bunch of stuff you can go. And like I said, once you get digital, you can, it don't matter where they are, if they're in England or over in California or wherever, Alaska, I like to, I found an Alaska morning net every day at 1 p.m. our time kind of thing, so I kind of try to connect to there. But anyway, you can learn a lot hopping around the world and listening.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's just a matter of how much capacity you have to fill your brain, I guess.
Yes, sir. And just out of curiosity, is my audio okay? It should be.
Yeah, I'd say flawless. You're coming in just very loud and clear, almost like you're in the next room. So this repeater that I'm accessing is close by, so the signal back and forth on that is always strong. And, you know, you're obviously getting into it through All-Star very cleanly.
Good to hear, because I believe that Sheboygan repeater is linked to Petoskey, I think Traverse City, and a couple other towns up there, getting a little tongue-tied.
Correct. I'm on the Petoskey 1-9, which is linked to that Sheboygan, also Mackinac City, Sault Ste. Marie up in the UP, on the eastern side there, and then Traverse City. I think also Mayo is another linked repeater. Seems like there's another that's a little bit further south that's part of that system as well. But based on the coverage map I saw on their website, the one time I was able to get into it, pretty much the whole tip of the Mitt and the eastern UP is covered by this system.
Oh, excellent. That makes life for the ham operators up there a whole lot easier. I'll have to get on up here. I've been listening for a while on the Sheboygan, but I don't usually hear too much going on except on the weekends.
Yeah, there isn't a whole lot of traffic on this system, although, you know, yesterday it seemed like there were a lot of folks traveling from downstate up to the Sheboygan area that were talking to each other. So, seems like there's a lot of use by people passing through the area, which is great. Just another source of, you know, another form of comms for them. So yeah, it's we're pretty blessed to have a pretty robust system up here. Besides this one, there are several other standalone 2-meter and 70-centimeter repeaters in the area. So we've got pretty darn good coverage.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, K-8-W-O-J for ID. And, well, yeah, it's, you know, we have, like I said, 20, 30 repeaters in the area of southeast Michigan down here. And most of the day, they're all dead quiet, and especially at night, too. They seem to get real active at drive time, people are heading into work and back home from work kind of thing. And, we do little ride-alongs kind of thing, some of us that are done work and just kind of sit at home and talk to the fellas on the way to work and back and listen to their woes and headaches and the traffic jams.
F-A-D-N-F. Yeah, that's for sure. For the last year and a half or so, I've been getting my feet wet with GMRS, and there is a great GMRS repeater in Sheboygan that is just a real flamethrower for that UHF band. And that one is linked with a GMRS repeater system in, I think, Flint, Bay City, Detroit, and Macomb Township. And same kind of thing, usually picks up with traffic in the afternoons when people are on their commute. And, yeah, that tends to get a little bit of chatter on it.
Oh, that's great that GMRS is spreading out like that. A long time ago I was into it. I just had it for deer season mostly, running around the woods with friends kind of thing. And I'm glad to see the repeaters. And even down here, I heard the local police, a couple of guys in the local police department had them little handhelds that they carried along in their cars so they could have private conversations with each other without broadcasting it to the station. And I jumped in there one day, and then they quit using it.
Took down a number of towers in Petoskey, East Jordan, and a few other places. So some television antennas, some 2-meter antennas were damaged, and many of the GMRS antennas were damaged as well. So some of those have yet to return to service, and I don't know if they ever will.
Oh, yeah, I think of that ice storm. Oh, that was terrible. There's some friends I know that say they're going to be many, many years cleaning up the mess after that.
Yeah, it's devastated our forests up here. Every pine plantation was absolutely destroyed, and in an effort to harvest the trees before the pine bark beetle got into them, they're all being just absolutely clear cut right now. So it's left a lot of those beautiful pine plantations just absolutely just fields of stumps now, unfortunately.
WATMV to join. Yes, sir, got you in there. And that's too bad. It just seems like the bad news from that storm just keeps rolling in. Well, go ahead there, Breaker.
This is Whiskey Ace Echo Mike Victor, WATMV. Name is Ed at Camp Michigania, just south of Petoskey.
Hey, good afternoon,
Ed. Welcome, Ed. The name here is Rick, KEAWJ. And I didn't get the other caller's name. I apologize.
Thanks, Rick. Give your call sign again, and then the other station, I think, doubled on that. It was an interesting double because I could hear both of you. Rick, why don't you go ahead with your call again and then hand it over to your companion there.
Okay, sorry about that. I hate when that happens. Yeah, I said the name here was Rick, KEAWOJ, and I apologize because I didn't get the other fellow's name.
My name's Bentley, call sign Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot.
Good to jump in on the conversation, Rick and Bentley. I came up from Ann Arbor and have been here for the week at a summer camp for families. Just enjoying the week, and did see some of the ice storm damage on the way up. We're going to be in Alpena next week, and I guess they had it all the way over, all the way across the Lower Peninsula out there. So quite a storm, and like you say, probably clean up for years to come. All right, over to Rick, KEAWOJ from WADMB.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. And it just seems like there's more and more bad news coming from that storm. It was that was awful. I mean, I'm glad we didn't get hit, you know, the same way. But it's just a shame that anybody got caught in that. Bentley, go ahead.
We were without power here around the Petoskey area for about 12 days. Over in the Alpena area, I don't think their damage was as extensive as it was over here. But they were without power for up to 15 or 18 days, I understand, just the difference in the local co-op electric utilities. But certainly they had plenty of damage over there that will be taking a lot of time to get back to normal.
Yeah, I had heard that a number of the roads were blocked with trees down and also trails with trees down. I'm hopeful that some of that got cleared, but I suspect that the longer trails probably would take a longer time to get someone through with a chainsaw or chipper or what have you to take care of that. So multi-year recovery from a couple hours of ice. That's just bad. All right. In better news, it's been nice except for all this haze in the air. Was out for a long walk and came back and sort of felt it. So trying to keep my exertion levels reasonable, but there's a lot of reasons to want to be out. So take it where I can. All right, back to you, Rick, KEAWOJ from WAVNB.
Yeah, thank you, Ed. From what I understand in some YouTube videos, there are even folks that were headed up to check on their cabins and stuff. After apparently they had to get all the gasoline they needed in Grayling or Houghton Lake kind of thing, because after north of that, nobody had gasoline for a long time, and stations didn't have any power, so it must have been a real nightmare. KEAWOJ. Bentley, go ahead.
Erie driving through the city of Petoskey with the traffic signals dark. all the businesses closed. I've never seen that before. And then as far as trail maintenance, yeah, I volunteer on the Harbor Springs chapter of the North Country Trail Association. We've got 46 miles of trail that goes through the area up to Mackinac City. And it's still a work in progress. I'll actually be going out tomorrow morning with my saw and spending a couple of hours and maybe making another half mile of progress. Just a twisted, jumbled mass of treetops and trunks and branches. It's slow going, and we're a small volunteer force, so it's going to be a while before the trail is completely open up here.
Well, that's good to know and good to set expectations. There's a, I think it's a Northeastern Trail that goes out of Alpena, you know, old railroad grade from the, probably the Detroit Mackinac over there. And I was out there last summer and really enjoyed the ride. Good on you, Bentley, for helping take care of those trails. My mom is up in the Upper Peninsula, and she had worked for years on the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, which is about, I think it's about 45 miles, something like that, through Marquette County. Big project to keep it going, but they're lucky up there because the trail is actually a trail authority, and they have a little bit of tax money to help them out. So they've got the ability to hire out some of the heavier work to keep that old railroad grade up and going. Right, over to you, Rick, KEAWOJ from WADNC.
Yes, thank you, and I want to thank Bentley and his group there for their efforts and their work at Clarinet. I think one of my favorite things in the world was slowly wandering down two tracks up there, trying to, you know, seeing where they go. I could spend the whole day doing that, and it's got to be a real nightmare now. It's going to take an awful lot of work by an awful lot of people to get them all open again. KEAWOJ, Bentley, go ahead.
Track roads to gain access to sections of it, and when those two-track roads aren't even opened yet, it makes it very difficult for us to get back to the sections of the hiking trail. I think something like 40 of our 46 miles goes through state forest, and we were rather expecting the DNR to pony up on some assistance in trail maintenance, but they chose not to do that, and instead it's all been on our little small volunteer force. So, yeah, it's not been easy, and it's been a hot summer, which has also made it difficult for us to get out. But like I said, we're chipping away at it a little bit at a time, and hopefully we'll get there one of these days.
I'm going to say 73 to you both now, and thanks for letting me break into the conversation. Good to talk to you both, and hope to catch you sometime, somewhere, some repeater. This is WADNB. I'll be listening for a bit, and then Claire.
Okay, WADMD, sure appreciate it. 73s, you have a great day, and be careful out there. Maybe we'll catch you again. KEAWOJ. Bentley, go ahead.
Over on the sunny side as well, we used to live in that area where you are at Michigania right now. Walloon Lake sure is a beautiful place. And my daughter used to spend some time at Camp Daggett every summer, which is just up the road from you there. So, yeah, safe travels, and hopefully we'll catch you another time. KFA, DNF.
Well, you know, Bentley, that just got me thinking. I'm not sure. I've been all around Michigan, raised here most of my life. I'm 72 now, and can't do a whole lot. But anyway, I've been around, and I can't ever remember anywhere in Michigan I went that I wasn't impressed with. It's an awesome place. I tried twice. I tried moving to Montana once out in the mountains there, and that didn't work out. And then I tried going to Alaska, and that didn't work out. And I always seem to end up back here in Michigan.
Beautiful place, and we're blessed to be able to live and work here. And just no comparison with the Great Lakes. It's pretty amazing. I had an opportunity to relocate to the Pacific Northwest many years ago, and my wife wouldn't do it at the time. And in hindsight, I'm glad I didn't, given the way that that area is deteriorated. But, yeah, we may not have big mountains and we may not have big oceans, but we've got beautiful lakes and beautiful hill country around here, and we like it.
Yes, sir, I agree 100%. But Alaska's still where my heart really is, kind of thing. If, I'd highly recommend to anybody, if you've ever even thought about going there, just go. It's incredible. You just won't believe it. They say a man can hunt and fish every day of his life and still only see a little part of it. It's a very incredible place. KEAWOJ.
He's been up there for 30 years, I think, something like that. And, yeah, I've got an open invitation to go up and visit him and go take me halibut fishing. And I just got to find the time to do it. And, yeah, it's on my bucket list.
Oh, excellent. Well, definitely, definitely make some time and get up there. It's definitely worthwhile, and it seems like, you know, we all are kind of working until, you know, we can get older and retire and then starting to enjoy life, but then our health falls apart and we can't enjoy life, so do it now while you can. Go ahead, Bentley.
4 years to work myself and doing my best to keep my health in tip-top condition so I can fully enjoy my golden years.
Yes, sir. I imagined all kinds of things were going to be happening by the time I retired. All good things in the outdoors, but health got in the way, so it is what it is.
I hear that. There's just so many things to do, and, you know, to try to make allowances for them to get them all done is a real challenge, but I'm going to give it a good try.
Yeah, I kind of imagine by now I'd be living in a little travel trailer and just driving from place to place in northern Michigan there and, you know, staying for a month or so and then move to another area and fishing just about every stream I could find. But it just didn't work out that way.
Yeah, well, hopefully you have some family and friends that you can live vicariously through and hear their reports about some of the cool places they've been and the things they've seen and the things they've done. So my mother certainly enjoyed that in her latter years, and she used to love all the pictures I'd send her of the mountains I climbed and the trails that I backpacked and the lakes that I kayaked, and that really made her day when I could share those things with her.
Oh, for sure. It's great to have all those memories, all the pictures. It seems like I never had cameras around at some of the best places I was in. too heavy to carry, I guess. KEAWOJ.
Entire childhood is spanned across maybe three rolls of 35-millimeter film. But my generation had digital cameras when they first came out, so there's lots and lots of pictures of my daughter and, you know, of her and her friends growing up. And, of course, now everybody's got a phone, a camera in their pocket, and it's even a lot easier to document life. So that could be good or bad.
Yeah, that's for sure. I went up with a friend who was in a fraternity at Michigan Tech, and we went up. They were going to have a big fraternity reunion kind of thing, and we went up like a week early. It might even been 2 weeks. I can't remember. But anyway, we went up early. We were both into photography, and we hit every waterfall we could find in the UP. I must have had 30, 40 rolls of film kind of thing, and when I come back, I couldn't afford to get them all processed, and I ended up, unfortunately, losing the bag full of film, so I don't really know what ever happened to it. There was some awesome places there, too.
Exact same thing. Shot a lot of slide film on those waterfalls in the UP. I had the book of 101 waterfalls, and my brother-in-law and I, we tried to get to as many of them as we could and get good pictures of them, usually in the spring when they were flowing well. And that was fun.
Yep, good old slide film and a good tripod and some timed exposures where the water looked like it was just a rolling cloud going over things. It was It was pretty awesome stuff. I still regret to this day losing that bag full of film.
You on the air another time. KFA ENF, clear on your final.
Okay, Bentley, it's been an honor and a pleasure to share the airways with you today, and hopefully we can do it again sometime. Have yourself a good and safe day, and be careful out there. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet, and I'll be clear.
Mackinac. WJ8R from W8RPM.
Ron.
Dave. Just a hair south of Gaylord. Tried both the Gaylord machines, couldn't raise anybody. Heading for home. Let the puppers out.
How did you get back over there? Did you go past Lewiston when you were in Mile?
I took not 612, but something else, basically dead west through Lovell's to get back to 75.
All right, very good. I was calling you on Channel 5. I didn't know if you were around.
Yeah, it took me a while in Mile. The office I had to go to got moved. Nobody seemed to know where it was. Finally, I just called the phone number and got their voicemail, and they told me the address. So it's all right there, right in downtown. But there's some older buildings that they've abandoned and got new ones since I was there earlier in the summer. So, but anyway, I made the delivery I needed to make. Got to spend some time with Mike and his mom and his brother and Sib and Parker and Parker's kids and Parker's wife, who I've never met before. So it was a good day. It was a good afternoon. Just, I got to kind of rush back just because the dog's been in for 5 hours now. It'll be five and a half by the time I get back.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that's good. Well, maybe I'll give you a call later and I'll tell you about Johnny Ola.
Okay. Mike told me that they were supposed to be in Traverse City sometime later this month. So, but yeah, anyway. All right, that's good. I'm trying to make the most of the, 2 months of good weather that are left.
Yeah, good idea. And we're all up here. We're going to probably go back late tomorrow, and then we'll be back midweek next week.
All right, very good. Well, I was supposed to do a veterans event a week from tomorrow in Charlevoix. Instead, I got a cop funeral to go to. So I got to get somebody to cover that for me, and then we've got a camping date on the calendar for August. We got another one for September. And maybe find a little more. I normally don't winterize the camper till early November before Thanksgiving.
That's a good idea. Well, keep me in the loop on that, because are you going to have radios in the camper?
Yeah. Yeah, and Mike's waiting for somebody to put... He's got some tree climbing guy coming to put one leg of his dipole back up. He's still got HF to cottage, and Buck's been complaining how he's never on the air, so he'll be back on too before long. I don't know when this guy's supposed to be coming to do it, but I noticed the ladder line's still hanging there, but there's only one leg on it, so that should be fixed shortly.
Well, that'd be good. Yeah, I'll try to work on my radio stuff midweek this week, and next week, and I'll be back on the air up here. I don't have it hooked up right now.
You know, I picked up another 2500, 700, 800. I didn't really need it, but it was a good price, and it was a package deal with a speaker mic and a factory earpiece, factory, you know, in-ear mic thing, and two carrying cases, a good battery, an Impress charger, and a programming cable, which I already had, but I have an aftermarket USB one. This is the actual, the DB25 for the rib box, so, and like I said, I thought it was a fair price, so the flash is not exactly what I need to do what I want to do with those, but everything else, you know, even if it's, even if I just use it for the knobs and the case and the display, you know, I think it was still a good deal.
Absolutely. Well, anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. We got, I told you earlier, I got friends coming up. Well, they're just coming to our, oh, that's right, Thursday. We got to stick around because we got people showing up. So it won't, I won't be up midweek. I think I'll be up next weekend late or something, you know. But we got the weekend after that, we've got all the cousins that came up here with their campers. We're meeting down at Cooper's Hawk down in Troy on the 19th, I think it is, for cousins, you know, dinner. And then the 19th of September, we've got our next door neighbors are coming up to, they're going to be at Garland, so we're going to try to hang out with them for a little bit. It's always something, you know.
Yeah. Well, September's still very summery. It's not till October it starts looking like fall. So I want to be the last boat out. I'm usually the last camper in. So, and I need to get the little boat out. I bought a new trolling motor for the little boat. I haven't even put it on yet. So I got that on my agenda. I got to take a couple days off from work and just go play. I got a purchase loan deal that I submitted today. I got three or four people looking for, you know, vacation houses, kind of like you did. You know, I don't want to turn down work or, you know, miss the opportunity. On the other hand, I don't want to work 5 days a week either.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got so much to do, I could work full time just doing those things. And by the time I get to the last one, there'll be a whole new update on the list, you know.
You know, I told you, you got those solid-state drives for those Toshiba laptops I have, and they ended up being the sticks. So I got the three sticks, and I got all of them perking. One of them stone dead and won't even boot. Won't even light up. And I'm like, what is this, you know? Maybe I'll swap batteries or something. I found that, you know, if it's got a dead battery in it, even if you plug in the power supply, sometimes that's not enough. But, yeah, it doesn't even light up. The other two are fine, perking along. And my new work laptop, the new place gave me the next up in that same HP Thinline Silver. Instead of it being a 14, it's a 15.6. With a touch screen and a double fold hinge for the tablet conversion. Man, that thing's nice.
That's awesome. I just switched another one of my computers to Linux. I'm running it with my trading software now, and it's running. I thought I had a problem at first, so I upgraded the video card and doubled the memory and all that kind of stuff. Didn't need to. It was just the driver. Cause, you know, while Linux has come so far so fast, they still, you know, because it's a grassroots kind of thing, they don't have one overseer that makes sure all the drivers are in the correct space at the right time and in the list, and when you boot up, it installs the right thing and all that. So I had to go, basically they do have in Linux a driver manager now on a couple of the platforms, like on Mint, and it recommended that he change the driver to the NVIDIA driver, and it worked outstanding. So now, I don't have to worry about the new Windows 11 and all the crap where they record everything and all that, and all the scammers and the bots and all that crap. I can just run Linux and I don't get interrupted. It boots quick. It shuts down quick. It's awesome.
Well, that's good. That's kind of why I was excited when I got that DB25 cable, because when you're using that with the rib box off a DB9 or DB15, whatever it is, I think it's a DB15, it's on the docker, not on the actual laptop, it's on the docker. But the good thing about that is, you know, compared to the cable that I have, which is USB, it's finicky about drivers and ports. And, you know, it can work on one port, not on the other. When you're using the actual factory rib box, you don't have any of those, none of those problems. But I didn't have the right cable for it. So it looks just like a Jedi cable, but it's not. It's different. And the 2500 and the 5000, 1500, 2500, 5000 all take the same cable. And like I said, it looks identical. The connector looks identical. You know, the universal connector plugs on the speaker mic port. It looks identical. But it's not.
That's the way it goes. Yeah, there's, anyway, I'm trying not to work so much on the hardware and use the device for what it's meant to be used for, like my All-Star nodes and my Meshtastic boxes, which I all got running now, and got a couple other guys that are running them. So, yeah, you know, in summertime, I don't spend as much time on that kind of stuff because I hardly ever go down in my shack or down in the workshop. So I'm usually outside doing stuff, and you know how that goes. But yeah, when it starts cooling off a little bit, I'll probably get back into this project.
W8RPM. Yeah, I'm the same way. And I've got summer projects that I haven't started yet. Yeah, the only thing I really got going at the moment, I got to do those two out of band mods for the 2720 and the 2730. Got them open on the bench, just sitting there. I just got to get around to doing them. And then I need to get that laptop back perking, because I'm hoping that's maybe something as stupid as a memory unseated or something, but it doesn't make sense why it wouldn't come alive, you know. Boot and give me an error message, or, you know, give me a BIOS error or something, and it worked for a while, you know, worked fine. Worked after I reconfigured it, replaced that hard drive stick with a new one, bigger one, put 11 on it, worked great for a couple of months, and then it just died, so I don't know what's going on. Might be a bad power jack or something, I'll figure it out. Anyway, all right, I'll let you run. I'm a couple exits away, a couple miles away from my exit. Got to get to the pups, put groceries away, and then work on cutting the lawn before I got to make dinner.
All right, buddy. Okay. Francis, tell him to come over and have a margarita. Yeah, he's a little far away now. All right, buddy. Well, have a good evening, and tell the puppy I said hello, and Janice said hello. I'll talk to you guys later on. I'll probably give you a call tomorrow or sometime in the next couple days. 73 for now, W8RPM, WJ8R.
All right. Hello to Fran. Mike was talking about her. Talking about you guys going to Junior's engagement party at Andiamo's downtown, which is when I think Buck Sr. noticed his current wife. So that was a topic of discussion this afternoon. But good to see his mom. Met his brother Alex, who I've done business with. I've done a fair amount of business with the guy, but I never met him face to face until today. And Parker's wife and the two kids, you know, they got a full house up there. And not even any place to park. So I'd chill you. W8RPM on about a 2 mile final.
All right, sounds good. Remind me later and I'll tell you about that engagement party because we had another incident there that was kind of comical. It involved fun. All right, 7-3, good evening. W8RPM, WJ8R, 7-3.
Kilo, Echo 8, Queens, Echo Queens. Kilo, Echo 8, Queens, Echo Queens. Testing, clear. Kilo, Echo 8, Queens, Echo Queens, testing, clear.